Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo is in Piav.
There's
no way.
No way you got that correct.
P-I-A-V-E. Piav.
Pave.
Well, it's in Greene County. It's down to the coast. It might have a little Cajun influence there.
I don't know. Somebody will
let us know. Let us know. No? Okay. We have a guest with us here today.
Distinguished.
Distinguished is the only way to describe. Brought us an awesome gift. Can I show that on the air?
Or, as long as you don't say where you got it.
I won't say where I got it.
Probably
from.
Not.
We'll just leave. Believe it.
It's best to be safe.
Yeah, you're right. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It's an off weekend, which means you should be cooking out, getting ready to watch the Bulldogs 6:30 kickoff against Texas A&M. That's what I'm doing. Will there be beef on the menu? Yes, there will be.
I'll be doing that too, but I'll be eating.
You'll be eating what I cook. Yeah, that's going to be great. So come enjoy a great cookout wherever you are in the state of Mississippi, but make sure that beef is the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I know that you're looking for new gear. Get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Also, don't forget, the holiday season is coming up for the Bulldog in your life. Whatever they're looking for, you can find it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler is Starville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. You're always going to have a great meal at Restaurant Tyler. One of our Mississippi State friends today was like, guys, first time at Restaurant Tyler this weekend. He basically apologized to us. It's like, I'm sorry I didn't go eat there prior to this.
Yeah, if you have not done
that's yet. On you. We've done everything we can to tell you.
My microphone on?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I couldn't hear myself, but it's fine. What if you...
Say unique New York.
Unique New York.
You're good. Yeah, okay, you're good. You're good.
All right.
So, don't
Level's
be...
Level's good. Level's good.
They're good. They're good. Yeah. Don't be the last one to know. Get to Restaurant Tyler the next time you can to enjoy a fantastic lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Great. Nope. Oh, wrong one. Way off on that one.
Goodness.
Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, people who are going to know you the same way they know your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Later in the show, it's a short, small slate of SEC games this weekend. But Robbie and I will put our picks up and see if we can't get a little separation here in this pick'em contest. You don't want it to go to a tie all the way to the end, Robbie. You don't want that.
No, I do not.
Because that's trial by combat. And then, I mean, what are you going to do?
Spinning back fist.
An hurricane?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know it's coming now.
Effect.
Yeah, I know it's coming now. I will counter into a cross arm breaker into the bulldog choke.
Will you?
I can.
I don't know.
Okay, the chain wrestling is my specialty.
Your arms are very short. Mine are very long. I would keep my distance.
Well, you say that.
I'm just
personally impressed you didn't try to name a champion. I thought you would be like, okay, I name Jeff Simmons.
Oh, somebody's going to fight for me?
Yeah, like Tyrion did.
No, I could take you down. It would have to be strategic.
Yes.
It would have to be strategic, but I could do it.
And yeah, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it won't come to that, and we can just, get some separation in our picks. All right, we just got done talking to Jeff Lebby. He swore.
He did swear.
I coaxed a swear word out of him.
The word is in the Bible, but probably not in that way.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes would say, is what he would say. And that's, we'll just get right into it. That's the sign for this week. The sign is brought to you by our friends at Pip Printing and Signs. Businesses use printing each and every day. It's what draws customers in. It's what keeps them coming back. You know, if you offer a product that everybody wants, if you offer service that gets the job done, that's great. But if nobody knows you're there, that's where printing comes in. That's where mailers, signage, that's what Pip Printing and Signs can do for your business. And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan, if you do business with Pip Printing and Signs, 10% of your sale goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. You already spend money on printing. We're not asking you to spend new money. We're saying give your business to Pip Printing and Signs, help Mississippi State out, and get the best printing department in the state of Mississippi at your back. Call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Lay out what you want to see done with your business's printing, and he's going to come up with a plan that works for you. When you need printing, call Pip today. My question to Lebby was this. It was, when you watch film after a game like that, are you overly critical of yourself, or can you look at it and go, okay, here I made the right decision here. You know, can you give yourself any credit? And he shut me down pretty quick. Not in an angry way, but just like, no, I don't get any credit. We got our ass beat. And I got to coach better. I got to do better. We got to be plus one at the end of the game. And I thought that was – that is exactly the answer fans want to hear. That is 100% – like if you could – you know how it is when we have these press conferences and they're like, why would he say that? Why would he say this? If a fan could script a coach's answer to my question, that is exactly what they would have wanted him to say. And I think it's the correct answer that he – he's like, yeah. In reality, he watches that game. He's like, I called some good plays. I put my team in a position to win. We just didn't execute there at the end. He knows that. He's not willing to say that out loud because he's gonna take every bit of the blame and dole out every bit of the credit. That is it going to work long-term with Jeff Lebby? I think the signs are positive. I don't necessarily know for sure, but that is the correct answer and the correct mindset from your head coach, in my opinion.
And I don't think he was just putting on to try to get a reaction from the fan base. I think that was legitimately his reaction. I got the impression that he was frustrated that they lost the game, and he was not at all happy with how they played. I mean, I think he liked the fact that they fought, they played hard or whatever, but I don't think that he was thrilled with the outcome, obviously. Like, I don't think he was taking a moral victory at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I got that impression the other night post-game. I didn't get a chance to go down there because I was having to finish a story.
Right.
Didn't have a chance to go down there, but I watched and listened to it. And I kind of got the same thing from, like, they legitimately thought they were going to win the game.
We talked about that.
Blake Chapin said
yeah,
they were shocked that they lost. Like, when the ball fell incomplete, that was the first time that they thought they could lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth down, fourth and goal from the five in overtime. Incomplete pass that literally ended the game. That was the first time that Blake Chapin thought they were not going to win. So it was a very disappointing thing for this team. That's kind of what interests me about this game. This is a real test of how mature this team is. We've talked about them handling the adversity of winning, which is a new phrase that I'm using. It sounds kind of strange.
Yeah.
How do you have adversity in winning? But it's absolutely a thing. How do teams handle winning? There's a lot of teams that get a big win that come out the next week and they're flat. I thought we saw that against Northern Illinois in the first half. But this team has handled a lot of adversity so far this year and overcome it. They almost overcame a lot of adversity in this game, weren't quite able to do it. But that's kind of Jeff Lebby's thing is like, we're not taking – I'm not going to give myself credit for the other night we lost. That's I get paid to win ball games and we lost. So I don't get any credit for that. I got to find a way to get better. I didn't do my job. The players have got to get better. We got to get better every single day. And it gets kind of mundane, like talking about that over and over, but that's exactly who Jeff Lebby is. It is a day by day situation for this team. It is a game-by-game situation, they handle each day the exact same way. The preparation is the same. The way they attack every game is the same. The way they talk to the players is the same. I think that creates accountability, consistency. You know, when you walk into the building on Monday, it's time to flip the page. You stop talking. I think they kind of get annoyed talking about the past game.
I agree with that. I think that when we do these press conferences, Lebby doesn't want to answer questions about the week before.
No. And I mean, honestly.
But there's something to that, too. Like, you answer those questions on Saturday after the game, and then we should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to talk about the game either. But, like, the problem is when we get in there, it's an opportunity to dig a little deeper into
because they've watched the film at that point, right?
Because when you're standing on the sidelines as a coach, you're just thinking about, all right, next play. You didn't have a chance to sit there and dissect what Blake Shapen did whenever he was sacked and fumbled. So we do have to talk about that, but I get the impression that they don't want to. They're ready to move on. So that's where they are right now. They're moving on to Texas A&M, and it's another huge challenge ahead of them. They've got to handle now losing a ball game again and losing it in devastating fashion, because they didn't have any devastating losses really last year. You know, even the games where they were relatively close, they weren't really close.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there was never a game I felt like they're driving down the field to go win the week game.
The best example is the Egg Bowl.
Or Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. But I was thinking, like, with the Egg Bowl, when the game ended, the season was over. And it's like you could just kind of let go. There was nothing to hold on to for next week.
And even that was like, I mean, you had a chance early in the fourth quarter to cut it to like a one score game.
Yeah.
There was no games that was just you had your heart ripped out. You know, this is the first time that's happened for this team. Mm-hmm. So it will be really interesting to see how they respond to this. You and I were talking about it yesterday after we finished the podcast when we went off. Mm-hmm. We were just kind of talking off air. And I kind of felt initially, I just don't know if they can bounce back this week because of how hard they fought, the injury situation. You think that this team's capable of doing it?
I do.
I think they're capable, but
I feel like Lebby's biggest strength that we've seen from him as a coach is his ability to really get his team to buy into. We stopped talking about that game, you know, 24-hour rule, whatever you want to call it, and he talks about this is like the fourth week in a row he's used this phrase of it has to be the best Monday of the year.
Yeah.
He has an ability to get his team to look forward and not look back. And it's been like that since he's gotten here.
And, you know, last year we looked at it and we're kind of like, oh, God, this dude, I don't know if he's going to cut it here.
Right.
But that his consistency is why they are where they are.
Yeah,
like coming in every day, and when he says, like, we want to have the same consistent voice, whatever, that sounds like coach speak, but it really is how he operates.
I think
the players, like we say every week, like I continue to see it every week when these players come in, they take on his traits.
Yes.
And
that's
I think
a great
that
sign.
Whenever you come out every Saturday, and State was constantly shooting itself in the foot the other day. They had two plays in a row where they had a 62-yard touchdown that didn't happen. And they still scored on that drive.
Yeah.
They have two turnovers that turn into touchdowns. They are in the fourth quarter still in position to win that game.
Yeah.
So that is why I believe that's why they are how they are, because of the consistency of the coaching staff and being a regimented team.
And you think about, like, when Joe Moorhead was here. That team, his second year especially, this first year not so much because they had so much leadership in the locker room, right? With Simmons and Sweat, Fitzgerald, Elton Jenkins, those guys carried them. Once he lost those guys the next year, at the first sign of adversity, that team would go down. Remember the Tennessee game and the Auburn game?
He was the reverse Lebby.
He really was in a lot of ways. A guy, you know, they both have that same reputation as a great play caller. The difference for me so far is that his best days, Moorhead's, were when he had Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
And that guy can turn anybody into a great play caller. Lebby has done it at Central Florida, and then he did it again at Ole Miss, did it again at Oklahoma, and he's doing it here now, and he's building it.
And there's also one thing to be a really good play caller and offensive coordinator and running your own program. And that's
not the same.
And that's why we said when he was hired, this is either going to be Moorhead or Mullen.
Yeah.
And I think he's 0-9. He's 0-9 in the SEC. Yes. So we don't need to hoist him up.
Right.
like the Macho King. But I think that we are seeing way more similarities to Mullins. The program aspect of it is a lot like Mullins in
Right.
that it is a very strong culture.
Yeah, the culture is good. The foundation is being set. But now you got to start winning some
Gotta
games.
win.
And I don't know if this week's the week for that or not. I don't think it is off the top of my head. You know, we got a long way to make a prediction, but right now I'm not leaning that way. But the Florida game, the Arkansas game, you're going to have some opportunities there. The Egg Bowl could. I was talking to somebody about this today. If Ole Miss shows up to Starkville at the end of the season and they have to win the Egg Bowl to go to the playoffs, I mean, we've been in some rough atmospheres, but that's going to be one. You know, I don't expect a lot of respecting of the bell in that situation. I don't care what the university does. I'll just put it that
And these two teams, when you have something like that big on the
way.
line, the one with the most pressure
They tend to
usually
fold.
struggles.
They tend to
Yeah.
fold. I mean, look at State and Oxford in
14.
2014. So
Yep.
we
And
shall.
you look at, you know, some of those teams, you know, 2019, there was I feel like some pressure on them
In
to win with
2015, there was a lot.
Matt
I feel like
Luke.
there was more pressure on State. It was Dak's last game. They had
Yep.
that crazy emotional video, and it ratcheted things up. So
17, State had a Sugar Bowl on the line, I believe.
they would have gone. I don't know about the Sugar, but they would have gone to one of the big bowls. Yeah. So that's just. We'll see how it goes. We got a long way to go before we get to that game. But I thought Lebby's answer today was very good. Other things from the press conference, Lebby, just go ahead and mark this down so you don't have to ask us. Lebby will do injury reports on Wednesday. There's not going to be any. I do agree with what you said on your message board that if somebody was out for the season, he would probably would have just gone ahead and told us.
Yeah, so that gives me hope on Albert Reese.
Yeah.
When I saw Albert Reese walking off, I think he had a sling on.
Yeah.
When I saw him walk off the field the other day, I thought it was over
Yeah.
for him. I've heard a lot more encouraging things in the last 2 days, and I just get the sense that the fact that he didn't say definitively he's out for the year or whatever
I think he
is
would have
good.
said that. I agree with you. I
And
think.
I had a follow-up too to my question with if Reese is out, what's your confidence level in the tackles? And he kind of started off by saying, "Well, we hope that Albert's able to get back with us." So that gives me some positive vibes.
I agree. Anything else stand out to you today from that or from talking to any of the players? You mentioned something that Shapen said about, they had belief in their ability to win the game until the final pass. I like hearing that. Shapen, I'll tell you this, does not lack for confidence.
No.
You know, you think about the Arizona State, the video that came out, it's like, I'm going to go win this game. My guess is he said something very similar.
And it's not cocky confidence.
It's
It's just,
real confidence.
yeah, it's
It's not
just,
arrogance.
yes.
It's real confidence. I like that.
I was really impressed with Kedrick
You were
Bingley-Jones.
talking. I was going to ask you about that. You made the comment. You said I could see him being a coach.
Yeah, so I imagine they just watched film maybe today, or so. Blake said they had not watched film on A&M yet, off maybe in his group or
Yeah.
offensively, but I think that they probably have in the defensive line. Or KJ's been watching it on his own because he was naming out players like beyond Mario Craver and talked about kind of the importance of, you know, being gap sound and being able to defend their run. But also, you have a quarterback back there in Marcell Reed that if a play breaks down, if his receivers are covered up, he can take off and run. They've got to be very responsible in how they defend that. They got to be very tight defensively this week. So, he was really impressive to me, and you can just tell he's been in this for a long time. I asked him about Calvin Dinkins, and he talked about how proud he was to see him back out there getting a chance to play beyond just a game. And that guy's played one game each of the last 2 years. Now you're seeing now when he's
He
on the
told us,
field.
Dinkins said, he's like, this is my first SEC game. He's been here for 3 years.
Been here for 3 years. This is actually four.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy, but Dinkins has been really impressive when he's been there. Like you're seeing it all click for him. You're seeing Trevion Williams start to come together. I thought against Tennessee, there was something about that. Players just started to kind of come out of their shell.
I think it was going back to what we were talking. I think they had belief.
They had belief, and I think
It's tough.
you
It's
turn the
tough.
page into the SEC schedule, and you see now that like these guys can actually compete.
We can say, coaches can tell us different all they want. It's tough to get everybody to play well. It's tough for players to play well when they know they're going to lose.
Yeah.
And last year, the team knew they were going to lose a lot of games.
Tyler Lockhart, like, you got to have him on the field now.
Yeah. You'll see more of him.
Lockhart, Zachary Tillman, Calvin Dinkins, Travion Williams. These guys were your more dynamic defensive players mm-hmm. that you recruited. They're from the state of Mississippi. Them starting to come out a little bit.
That's what you want.
That is a good thing for Mississippi State.
I agree, 100%. All right, let's move into our picks. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two of the best restaurants here in the city of Starkville. Two places Robbie and I love to go, and two places that if you haven't been, you're absolutely missing out. I'm going to assume if you're listening, you've been to Two Brothers. I'm going to make that assumption. But the Older Brother, even though it's been there over a year now, maybe you still haven't gone in and had a chance to try it out. You need to take that chance, the next chance you get. If you're here in Starkville, it's a small restaurant, but they've got big things happening in there. Great food for lunch and for dinner. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Yeah, brother.
You kind of jumped the gun there. I wasn't done talking.
Good.
Okay. All right. That's offsides as far as I'm concerned. Offsides.
We don't have any penalty. This is no holds barred.
No, that was your old podcast.
This is a non-sanctioned match.
Lights out? Somebody yes. flip the lights? What's going on here?
Yep. This is it.
Right, we should do an I Quit podcast one day. To see how long we can talk until one of us goes, all right, I can't go any further.
Mankind, you piece of trash, tell The Rock you quit.
There you go. You have a recording of me.
I quit.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
No, I'll put you in the cross-faced chicken wing.
Yeah,
and we will we'll get that recorded on my voice recorder.
I got you. Anyway, if you are looking for a new copy or a new printer, I don't know what a cross-faced chicken wing has to do with a new copy or a new printer, but we'll make it work. You should go talk to our friends at Advantage Business Systems. They've been serving this great state for over 50 years, and that's because they've stayed in business that long because they know how to take care of their customers after the sale. It's nothing to sell it to you. I can promise you great service, but if I don't deliver on it, well, then you know. People know that when they get a product from Advantage Business Systems, they can talk to them whenever and get that product taken care of, and any problems taken care of, a lot of times the exact same day. 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're in Starkville, if you're looking for MSU gear, there's only one place to go, and that is Maroon & Co., the biggest and best selection in the city of Starkville, in the Golden Triangle. Nobody's got more Mississippi State gear on the shelf than our friends over at Maroon & Co., everything you're looking for, not just clothes, stuff for the car, the tailgate, the house, it's all right there. Christmas coming up, guys, I'm telling you, we're only 2 months away. Don't get caught. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. Just be ahead of the game.
Shooter said it correct.
Exactly. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to Davis Wade, you got to go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend before college football starts out, you want to get done quickly, you need some John Deere power at your beck and call, go see our friends over at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Great deals on John Deere commercial mowers, compact tractors, and Gators. 0% financing available in some instances for up to 60 months. So we're talking about a great deal for you, but also more importantly, a great deal for your lawn. Whether you got the small lawn or you got the Robbie Falk size lawn, whatever it is, they've got a John Deere product for you. Go see our friends at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. When's the last time we were tied, 6 weeks in? This is interesting at this point. Not a lot of games to pick from. There's only one that I just straight up am going to say we're going to agree on, Robbie, and that's going to be, where is it? I just had it. There it is. Kent State at Oklahoma. We will, even without John Mateer, I think we'll both take the Sooners there.
Yeah.
All right. So let's look at the other games here. Mississippi State, Texas A&M, obviously off the table. So we've got Vanderbilt at Alabama.
Mm.
I'm a little disappointed that Alabama won because I was so looking forward to 5-0 Vanderbilt at 3-2 Alabama. 4-1.
Would they have been favored?
Would Vanderbilt have been favored if Alabama had lost on Saturday?
Yeah.
No, but it would have
I don't think so.
It would have been like 2 or 3 points. It would have been low.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say you're right. Yeah, they would not have been. I can't put into words the desire I have to pick Vanderbilt in this game. It is overwhelming me. However, I am going to pick Alabama.
I feel like we keep doubting Vanderbilt and they keep winning.
Yeah.
But I just can't,
You can't do
like,
it.
your mind can't go there.
No.
Even after Vanderbilt beat Alabama last year,
Yes.
which I didn't think was a fluke, I thought Vanderbilt just outplayed them.
Right.
I can't put in my mind Vanderbilt going into Tuscaloosa and winning this game.
Correct.
So I'm just not there yet. Now, if they do win this game, I might pick them the rest of the year. I don't know. But in this one, I can't go there yet. I'm going to go with Alabama. I think that Alabama is going to be okay
Yeah.
this year. It looks like Kalen DeBoer. What? I mean,
We
every
said
time
this
we say
last year,
that, but
though. Yeah, they find a way to lose.
his record against top like 10 teams, top 25 teams is really good. And then he's losing to teams that are like unranked or barely in the rankings. So
Yeah.
that's kind of strange. But for this one, I'm going to go with the Tide.
All right.
I'm rolling with the Tide.
As you should. Texas at Florida. So Billy Napier survives bye week one. I don't know that he's going to survive bye week two. Texas' only other game on the road this year was at Ohio State. Florida's defense is good. They have a good defense. Their problem is almost entirely on the offensive side of the ball. Both of these teams coming off of a bye week. I don't even know what the line on this game is. I feel like it's going to be really close, but Texas finds a way. I'll go with the Longhorns.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to win this game.
You cannot possibly put your
I
hopes in
can't.
Billy Napier. You can't
No, I
do that.
can't. I can't.
You would kick yourself forever if that was the game that separated us.
And if they fall to 1-4, man,
They're in trouble. Well, it's
what
one
do
and
they got to
four, and
do?
then they got to go to A&M next week.
Do you just go ahead and cut it now?
No,
I
you
mean,
let it. You go. You get to the bye week.
yeah, but. You know, they're not, people aren't following the bye week thing. You
I
make
know.
perfect sense on that, but nobody does it. Does anybody actually make a change and then go to a bye week?
Arkansas.
Are they in a bye week right now?
Yeah, this is a bye week
Okay,
for them.
never mind. But usually they don't. Like it,
I
I
think
feel
it always
like.
makes sense because that way you have a week for the coach to get
No,
everything.
I think you're perfectly right on
Yeah.
that. I just hardly ever see it.
If they don't fire him after this one, they're going to wait till after Mississippi State.
Which, if you're a State fan, you should be cheering
You
for
want
them.
Napier there when
You
you
want
play them.
all the
Yeah.
pressure on Florida.
So, pick.
So I'm going to go Texas.
Okay.
I don't feel great about it, but
I.
they're talented and they're playing well enough.
Yeah. The other game, there's only one other game this weekend. I guess we probably could have put it under the, we both agree, Kentucky at Georgia. I don't think either one of us are going to take the Wildcats here.
Georgia's so gross, and like, does anybody care? Does
No.
anybody watch a Georgia game? I mean, a Kentucky game outside of that? And I mean, their fans probably don't.
I didn't watch a snap of their game against South Carolina.
Not a snap.
Yeah, I was locked in. I had Oregon. I mean, it doesn't help that Oregon, Penn State, and Georgia, Alabama were happening at the
It was
same
in the
time.
hidden plain sight
It was hidden.
night
But at the
game.
same time, I was just like, eh, I don't care.
I mean, their leading passer, Cutter Bowley, who I didn't even know was their
Pretty
quarterback.
sure that's one of the guys I picked on Bucky Perkins' FITAL list.
400 yards. In four games, he's averaging 100
Well,
yards a game.
now, in fairness, last week was his first start.
Yeah, well, I'm gathering that
Yeah.
now because I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, he was he they benched Calzada for
So
him.
once again, another one of their transfer portal quarterbacks
Has
is just not
failed.
working out.
So
Even Will Levis was not great.
he was good the first year. He was not great. He was good. And then he was not good. So, all right. You know what tomorrow's show is? It's the Rumblings. Get your questions in. We will answer them. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.